From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we highlight the merits to be gained when residents collaborate on solutions to address issues facing their communities. The CSJP has been partnering with the Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club to stage a number of activities over the years. These include spelling bee and poetry competitions, as well as sporting activities. The youth club, which was formed in the 1970s, has been very active in the community since its inception. Acting president of the club, Kimani Martin, is encouraging more young people to get involved.
I want persons in the community to be more involved in the police youth club because we are here to develop youth and to reach to the unattached youth. So Fletcher's Land can be the place to live, raise family and do business and to set the foundation for the future generation.
Today we shine the spotlight on two of the club's major projects, a senior citizen visitation project and a charity concert. The Senior Citizen Visitation Project, an annual event now in its third year, aims to bridge the gap between the young and the elderly.
So we did visitation with them and pray with them, talk to them, do necessarily like the ear, feet and so forth. And where we get together at the community center where we play games with them and give them care packages and entertainment.
Acting President Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club, Kimani Martin. Beneficiary of the Senior Citizen Visitation Project, Lucille Josephs, is commending members of the club for a job well done.
It was wonderful, and all the elderly around, they appreciate it very much. They let me feel so good, you know. I had my little bag that I can take out and I get from CSJP, and they have done a good job. And I'm here on my own, needing help, and I appreciate CSJP because I had a granddaughter here that last year I get help from them to go back to school. It had been good.
Now the charity concert is being used as a means to raise funds to offset medical expenses associated with surgery for a member of the Fletcher's Land Police Youth Club. His name is Delana Foster. The 14-year-old is an active member of the club and has been awarded for being the most jovial among his peers. He shares what it has been like living with blunt disease. The disease is a growth disorder that affects the bones of the lower leg, causing them to bow outward.
From when I was growing up with the disease, I've been feeling pains in my lower knee and in my waist. If you see my waistline, it is like bent. The growing plate on my knee, there's a little piece of tissue holding my knee together.
Delano says he's heartened by the fact that the club has decided to assist him with the medical expenses for his surgery.
When they told me that they would have kept the thing for me, I burst into tears and I was crying and they were crying as well. So it was a good thing that they have done for me because I've done a lot for them also.
Delana has created a website to help increase awareness about his condition. You can visit KXNGKAL at Weebly.com to learn more about Blunt's disease. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.